This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 380, Soda, Pop, Coke, and Soft Drinks. What's the difference?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 10 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Should city governments ban large servings of soda? How do you ask for a soda in a fancy restaurant in English? Get all of the details on your favorite sugary drink today. If you need a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam, but you're not sure how to get it, you need our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What is up, Michelle? How are you doing?
Hey, Lindsay. I am doing well. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, here in American culture, I'm supposed to say I'm doing well. Although today I'm a little bit bummed because it's raining and, you know, sometimes rain gets me down.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I feel a little bit down, but it's okay because I just had a nice cold soda.
Oh, you had a nice cold soda. So that must have really uplifted your mood and made you feel better.
It did. I don't drink too much soda, but I mean, I definitely, sometimes I need it for the caffeine, but I know it's a really bad habit, but it was delicious.
Yeah. I used to drink a lot of soda back in college. I remember taking like a Coke to the library and I would drink the Coke. And then I just stopped drinking it when I went to Japan and, you know, and I lost some weight. Like I lost about 10 to 15 pounds when I stopped drinking soda. It was amazing, actually.
Oh, maybe I should try that.
Yeah. Do you drink soda every day now or on a regular basis?
No, not every day. I would say, maybe twice a week, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I just drink it once in a blue moon.
Yeah. I like that.
I like that expression because we had a blue moon a few weeks ago. I think this past week we had a blue moon and we have this expression in English, once in a blue moon. And I bet that our listeners have the same expression in their language, once in a blue moon. What does it mean, Michelle, when we say like once in a blue moon?
Very rarely.
Very rarely, very just not on a regular basis at all. Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the visual.
Yeah, it seems like people used to drink soda a lot more when I was growing up than they do now, though. I feel like my friends, average people just don't drink it as much as they used to. What do you think? Have you noticed that too?
I think that people are trying to cut down on their soda intake. I mean, but then there's the whole thing with diet soda and, you know, that whole drama about, you know, everybody thought they were doing the right thing by drinking diet soda. I mean, even when I started drinking diet soda like years ago, and I remember thinking, oh, well, I hate the taste, but it's better for me. And then it's like you get used to the taste and you realize I mean, listen, I who knows what really is the truth, but you know, now everybody says,
who knows what the truth is?
Yeah. Like that diet soda isn't good for you either.
I just think it's so funny that here in the US, you know, we're this culture that obsesses so much over diet and health, yet we still have a super high rate of obesity, right? I just looked on the CDC website, the Center for Disease Control, and it said that 35% of adults over the age of 20 are obese in the US, and 69% of adults over 20 are overweight. So which one is, so Michelle, we know that obese is more, is heavier than overweight, right? Obese is more extreme, right? Obese is extremely overweight, but isn't that amazing? I mean, that just really struck me.
Yeah, because I guess we hear so much today about dieting and all the different kinds of diet and vegan and paleo and, you know, just detox and everything.
And detox diet, yeah.
Yeah, which I could never do. But, you know, that we hear so much about diet, so, but, you know, I don't think that our society is really as I don't know. We're like all bark, but no bite.
All bark, but no bite. I love that. That's a great expression. That's a good, what does that mean?
It's like we talk about it a lot, but we don't actually follow through. I mean, that's not to say that a lot of people don't. I mean, but you know, just the obesity rates is, I mean, from what you just said, I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And that's right. Those rates are from 2011 and 2012, but I have a feeling it hasn't changed too much.
Yeah.
Now that it's 2015. But yeah, I mean, we're a culture that obsesses over fitness, right? We have all these trends in the fitness industry. We have hot yoga. We have 20 different types of yoga. We have, you know, yoga on a paddleboard. We have kettlebells. We have, what else do we have? Insanity. We have crazy stuff. Yeah. But we still have this problem with people being overweight. So obviously we're doing something wrong. And I think soda is part of the problem. That's just my humble opinion.
I think so too. I think so too.
Yeah. So New York City implemented a ban on the huge, I think it's a 16 ounce, they call it the Big Gulp, right? Michelle, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
the Big Gulp?
I do. Wait, did that ban actually go through?
I think it did. I think they no longer serve the Big Gulp in New York City, the really large size soda. Yeah. What do you think about that? Like, does the New York City government have the right to tell stores like 7-Eleven, the convenience store, that they can't serve this huge size of soda? Is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, I guess it's hard to say, but I don't think that it's really right, you know, for the government to be controlling those types of things. I mean, I know it's supposed to help make us healthier as a society, but people should be able to have, you know, what they want. What do you think?
I don't know. I think when people, obviously, if the obesity rates are as high as they are, we can't help ourselves. Like, we need help. I think that someone needs to kind of step in and say, hey guys, look, maybe it's in your best interest if we just take this off the market, this ridiculously huge size of soda. I mean, no one needs that much soda.
But people can just buy two.
That's true. They could, but I think they're less likely to, don't you think? I mean, just because it's there, it makes it easier to consume. You know, we're this culture that wants things to be bigger. We think that bigger is better.
That's true.
And clearly it's not. It's not working out for us so well.
That's true. I don't know. It kind of makes me feel a little funny to have it controlled. Well, you know, that type of thing controlled, like as a, you know, legal thing, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I can see both sides of it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people in the States feel the way you feel, Michelle, is this idea of government control. It scares them, right? Mm-hmm. And clearly that's part of our history that we've been trying to avoid. Often the government control, it scares a lot of people. And I can see your point. But something's got to change here. I mean, I remember when this whole ban was happening on the Big Gulp in New York, or they were talking about it, there were also these photos in the subway. It was a campaign, that was showing like liquid, like the picture of fat, like fat as in an object, just going from the soda bottle into the person's mouth.
Oh,
so trying to show people that by drinking soda, you're actually like drinking your calories, you know?
Wow.
Like how bad it really is for you.
Right.
So really interesting when the city tries to step in, but it's likely, you know, when this kind of thing happens, I'm not surprised that it's New York that would be leading the pack of doing this, because New York is often a very forward-thinking city compared to other cities in the U.S.
Right. Interesting.
If you have discovered All Ears English, but your friends are still using boring textbooks to learn English, why don't you help them out? Please share All Ears English with your friends through your podcast app. You can share it by text, email, or in social media. Thanks for sharing All Ears English, guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, that is interesting. So let's talk about soda a little bit more. I mean, we know there are a bunch of ways to say soda. You know, maybe our listeners want to come to the U.S. and order a soda. And hey, we're not judging. No problem, right? But if we want to ask for soda, I mean, there are different ways to say it depending on where we are in the States and how upscale the restaurant is. Right, Michelle?
Right, right. I mean, all over the U.S., there are many different words that people say differently depending on their region. And there are different dialects for different regions, of course. So, with soda, there's no exception, right? So here, what are some of the different things people say for soda, Lindsay?
Yeah, well, I've heard pop, but I've only heard that in the Midwest. So when I travel to places like, well, what states are in the Midwest, right? Michigan,
Minnesota, yeah.
So when I travel to different parts of the U.S., such as the Midwest, I hear people say pop, right? And they say with their particular accent too. It's really interesting.
Kind of. Yeah. Well, actually, there's a map that came out. A man named Joshua Katz from the Department of Statistics at NC State University. You know, there was, some data that he got from a survey. And it's basically a whole map talking about, you know, the different regions of the U.S. and where they, say soda and pop. And another one is just Coke.
Just Coke, meaning as an umbrella term for soda.
Yeah, that one's interesting to me.
That's interesting. So obviously Coke is one of the more prominent brands in people's mind when they think of soda. So in some places they just say Coke instead of soda. Where do they say just Coke instead of soda?
Let's check it out. Where do they say Coke instead of soda? It's looking like kind of in some parts of Texas. In some parts of Texas, maybe Alabama. Let's see.
Parts of the South.
Yeah. It looks like it's more of a Southern thing. Let's see.
I mean, I feel like I've heard that before. Yeah. I feel like, you know, maybe more so back in the 80s when more people were drinking soda, because I do feel like there's been a decline. At least, like I said before, in my social circle, fewer people are drinking soda now. But I feel like back in the 80s, the 90s, you might show up at someone's house and say, they would say, "Hey, do you want a Coke?"
Right, right. That's
and
true.
And it's more, do you want a soda? Do you want a soft drink? Right?
Right, right. Oh, so soft drink. Yeah. So let's talk about
soft
that.
Soft drink. Okay.
So soft drink. Yeah. So I think of soft drink as being like what you hear in the restaurant or see on a menu.
That's right. So guys, if you're here in the U.S. and you're at a restaurant, especially a fancy restaurant, a more upscale restaurant, the waitress might be likely to say, you know, "Would you like a soft drink?" Right? It's a polite way to say soda, I think. Any bubbly drink with carbonation.
Right, right, exactly. So soft drink is another one. So what do you say, Lindsay? So you say soda, right?
I say soda. Yeah, I've always said soda and I'll never say pop. It's just very weird to me. But, you know, we know that people in the Midwest will say it. So our listeners need to know if they're visiting a place like Michigan, they need to be ready to hear pop and to know that that means soda.
Right. And that's the other thing is I like what you said, to be able to know that they're going to hear it, right? So it's not that if you say soda, people aren't going to know what you're talking about, right? But it's good for you to be able to hear pop and not be like, "What does that mean?" Right? That's also soda.
Yeah, but you'll never hear it in Boston. No way. And you'll probably never hear it in New York. Although in New York, you have a lot of transplants.
That's
so
true.
Someone who's coming to New York from the Midwest may say that.
Right. I think people like to have a lot of fun with these different dialects. And, you know, they'll like to say, "Oh no, I say soda. Oh no, pop is the right one." And people like to have cute little arguments about it. So we're team soda.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. We represent soda. So guys, if you want to know about different food ways of labeling food in different regions of the US, let us know. Like, send us a direct question. You know, we want your specific questions. So, you know, come back to our blog, allearsenglish.com, and type in 380 and let us know your additional questions about food in the US. And we love to talk about these topics. So let us know what you want to know. So one more time, the three different ways that we can call soda. We say soda, and we say what else, Michelle?
Pop and Coke, and then four, soft drink.
And soft drink, that's it. And as far as, you know, banning soda for based on what the city says, and this is all a big debate, and you guys can come back to our blog and let us know what you think, and let us know what the trends are like in your country. Are people drinking more soda? Are they drinking less? Is the government trying to put a tax on sugary drinks or ban, you know, sizes of soda? What do you guys think? We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's a really interesting discussion, so I'm curious.
Yeah, we're going to check out your comments, guys. So thanks so much for hanging out, Michelle, and I will see you again soon back on All Ears English.
Thank you, Lindsay. Have a good day.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you are taking your IELTS exam this summer, get our free IELTS cheat sheet, the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on the IELTS. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to the All Ears English podcast on your smartphone. See you soon.